Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Move Podcast. I'm your host, Em, and this week I'm sitting down and speaking with Grace and Abby.
We just had this really strong intuition that this is what we needed to focus on, that there was a lot of potential in it, that for ourselves as well, we were going to have so much like purpose and fulfillment in it. As I think, you know, it's so important to do work that you find fulfilling and purposeful. It's so important for like your mental health.
Grace and Abby are the co-founders and hosts of the podcast and online community that is Finding Your Feet. Finding Your Feet is a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true, authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. Grace and Abby are committed to accelerating your mental health towards new heights to unlock your full potential and build a life true to yourself. I just loved this episode with Grace and Abby so much. It was such a feel-good conversation. They really are self-help and self-development gurus, and they're going over the basics with us, as well as getting into Manifestation 101, which I personally found so helpful. This episode may be just what you need this week to help you find your feet. Finding Your Feet is also a show underneath the new podcast network Monday, so be sure to go listen to their show, and I hope you guys all enjoy the chat. Ladies, hi. Welcome to the Big Move Podcast.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Grace and Abby, I'm so excited to have you guys on. You have been such amazing cheerleaders for Monday Network, and it's just been really fun getting to know you both. So I'm thrilled to have you on the podcast. This episode is actually part of our podcast swap. So I had the chance to chat with you ladies last week on your podcast, and here we are having you on mine. So thank you again for joining me.
No, thank you for having us. We're super excited. We love your show. So such an honor for us to be here today.
It's very kind. It's very kind. Well, do you ladies mind giving our audience like a brief background on who you are?
Yeah, so we are a podcast duo, Grace and Abby. We've been friends for about 8 years now. We met at fashion school years ago when we were 17, and I never thought that, you know, fast forward 8 years, that we would have a podcast together, a business together. But we bonded in class over a shared love of self-development, even from a really young age, like 17, we were getting into it. We were just talking about, oh, what books we read in, like we just became friends over that and stayed friends ever since. And then during the COVID pandemic, we were both off work, like our companies were on furlough. So we had loads of time on our hands, and we were like, oh, what should we do? Like, why don't we start a podcast? Because we kind of joked about it before, because we'd always have these big, deep conversations, and but we never actually did it. So then it just came about, the perfect opportunity for it. So we just went for it, started the Finding Your Feet podcast, and started putting an episode out every week. And nearly 2 years later, it's still going, it's growing, it's amazing. We absolutely love it, and it's so much fun. But yes, we're like best friends, and we get to work together every day. So it's a dream.
It is a dream. And I love it. Since literally age 17, you guys were getting into self-development, which is really fascinating. So on my podcast, I love to hone in on our guests, quote, big moves. So those big life transitions, those things that we go through in life that really shape our journeys. You sort of touched on a couple of those when you gave your intro. But I guess first and foremost, for the audience, where are you both originally from?
So we're both from Northwest England, near Manchester.
Okay, cool. And I know each of you have sort of made your own big moves in your own right, but also as a podcast duo. So I suppose in a lot of ways, those things really go hand in hand for you. I'd love to sort of hone in on your transition from what you were both working full-time, living and working in London, to making the jump and running your podcast full-time and working on the Finding Your Feet community sort of as your full-time gig. Like, what did that sort of transition look like?
Yeah, so we obviously started it whilst we were still doing our other jobs, because we really did just think, oh, this was going to be like a fun little hobby. We're going to meet up at the weekend and do it and just put it out online, and that's it. We kind of underestimated how much work actually goes into a podcast. And yeah, so it was quite a natural transition out of our full-time corporate jobs to being on Finding Your Feet full-time. But it just it was purely like gut instinct. Like it just, we've been doing it, I think, for about 6 or 7 months at the time. And the podcast at that point was still pretty small and everything, but we just had this really strong intuition that this is what we needed to focus on, that there was a lot of potential in it, that for ourselves as well, we were going to have so much like purpose and fulfillment in it. As I think, you know, it's so important to do work that you find fulfilling and purposeful. It's so important for like your mental health and your well-being to enjoy what you do. So I was like gonna have to go back into my office full time after the working from home period was kind of finishing, and my emotions were just kind of like screaming at me like, no, this isn't the right thing to do, like it's time to make that jump now and focus on the podcast full time. I've always dreamt of like having my own business and living that sort of on your own schedule, self-employed life. And it just felt like sort of the right time. And it just happened where we both felt it at the same point. Like it's, so it just was quite, you know, like a natural transition into it. And, you know, I actually don't advise people to go and, you know, quit their job and then start a business. I always think, you know, build it up on the side, especially something like a podcast. You can definitely start it on the side of a full-time job. It does take a little bit of time before you're able to monetize it as well. So just being realistic in that sense, but just for us, because of the circumstances of the pandemic as well, like we weren't going out. I'd managed to save a lot of money because I wasn't doing anything. So I had like that sort of support blanket as well to make the jump. So I think, you know, you can listen to people like, oh, when did you jump from your job to entrepreneurship? But it all depends on circumstances and variables. So I never want to like mislead people and make them think, you know, oh yeah, it's fine, just do it and you'll be okay. Like, I think you need to build up a sort of base and make sure you've, you know, weigh up the risks of what you're doing. But it was quite a natural transition out of our full-time job. It just was like intuition was just screaming like, no, this is the time. And once we did that, the podcast really, really took off. It was really weird. It happened literally like a month after we left our jobs. The audience grew so much and then it just continued to grow from there. So I think sometimes when you just take that jump as well, like, you know, the universe sort of catches you and things just start to happen.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I'm sure we'll talk more about this later, but it sounds like your intuition sort of kicked in and then, you know, the state of the world, all of these things were happening at once for you. I mean, you were really pulled in that direction very naturally, it sounds like. But I also love what you said, your really practical advice about, you know, work on your side hustle, chip away a little bit every day while you're working on your full-time job. And, you know, you'll make that transition when the timing is right. So I think you guys are a great example of that. So thank you for sharing that. So ladies, self-development has become such a huge buzzword, I feel like, over the last few years, especially. I'd love to sort of touch on this word, as I know it's really key to you and your community and your show. What does this word sort of really mean to you?
Yeah, so I personally think self-development means really, really looking within and taking responsibility for how much of your beliefs and just your belief systems to actually run your life and create your own reality. Obviously, there's a lot of fluffy stuff that comes into self-development, which can all be fun as well. But I think what it really, really comes down to is thinking, how much of my reality have I created myself? And really looking within, like, it's not so much what happens to you, but it's your responsibility of like how you move forward. So looking at your childhood, looking at your parents, looking at the way you received love, everything down to that, and thinking, how has this actually affected the way that I view the world? And then working from there. So obviously it can feed into books, therapy, got all sorts of things, but I think it just really is taking absolute responsibility for your own reality and thinking, how can I truly become a better person and work on myself from the inside out?
I love that. It's such like a simple way of looking at it too. And I know earlier you guys mentioned like your journey sort of started when you were teenagers. You were literally 17. So I'd love to sort of back up, like, what did that really mean for you, I guess, like as a teenager? Like, did it mean just like sort of getting into books and just sort of reading like self-help, or what did that sort of look like?
Yeah. So, my self-development journey, when I really got stuck into it, like we said, was 17, and mine was sort of a catalyst from suffering with my own mental health, really struggling with anxiety, and just didn't understand what anxiety was, that that was what was going on in my mind and my body, you know, having panic attacks, all those sort of physical symptoms anxiety brings, and having absolutely zero clue that that's what it was or how to manage it. So for me, it was once I realized, okay, this is what this is, I need to know everything about it because I need to manage it and I need to get myself back to that baseline of peace and sort of happiness that we all, you know, are capable of living our lives on. So I dived into it in therapy as well. Like, I went to therapy the first time when I was 17. I've done it multiple times since then. I'm such a massive believer in it. I know that like a lot of your listeners are in America as well, and I think that Americans have got a really great attitude towards therapy. They're very open about it, and it's not stigmatized, but in the UK it very much is. And it's changed a lot over the years, but especially at the time when I was going, like, none of my friends were, and it was like strange, but I was at that point where I had to talk to someone, like I needed to understand what was going on in my own mind. So mine was the huge motivation for getting into self-development was experiencing what it's like to live in your mind when you aren't at peace and there's, you know, things going on and you don't feel like your best self. So I dived it from there. So it was therapy, and then it was books and podcasts, YouTube and all stuff like that. And then I just never stopped, because it's like, I think self-development is that sort of key to unlocking that your greater potential and a happier life. So that's why, like, I've just stayed consistent with it, because like, I know it brings so much sort of value to your life if you do just keep doing it. And actually, it's so fun as well. I really enjoy it. Yeah. I love learning things that make my experience of life better. So the motivation, like the reward you get from doing that motivates me as well and just makes me keep doing it.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I know that's something that we touched on your episode with me and sort of sharing my experience with therapy. And you really just hit it. Like, it's that you're coming away with like coping mechanisms, like tools, mm-hmm. things that you can, you know, you remember, you can go back to. And so I'm right there with you. I think it's so valuable. It's such an amazing, amazing tool. So I guess touching on your amazing podcast show, your community that you've really built, what is your intention and like, what is the why for Finding Your Feet? I know this is something you guys talk about all the time.
Yeah, so we always say that we kind of created this show as something that we would have loved to have listened to when we were in our younger years, because we are really just there along with all our audience. We're just helping people find their feet in life. So that's why we really try to explore different avenues. Like, we'll go down mindset, spirituality, productivity, whatever it is that someone that might feel like slightly lost just needs help and support for, we try and explore that. But we do it alongside you guys as well, so we're all finding our feet together. And I think that's why so many people resonate with it, because they see us going through the same things together, because we're all learning and we're all growing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really curious too, like, for your audience specifically, what are like a lot of the same, like, this is a curveball question I'm realizing, but like, what are a lot of the same sort of like themes that are coming up with like your listeners specifically? Obviously they are women, they are predominantly like in the UK. Like, what are they going through? And I guess like, what repeat things are you sort of seeing within your community?
I think it's self-belief is such a huge thing, and confidence and believing in themselves. Sort of, we always say that our mission that kind of is the underlying motivation for like every piece of content we put out, whether it's on our Instagram or our podcasts or anything, is that we're trying to help you raise your own standards for your well-being and your life. So we want you to think bigger and not just mean, oh, like, you need to go and think massive in your career and become Beyonce and take over the world, because that's not what everyone wants to do. We mean as well in your own well-being, as in your baseline of existence doesn't need to be in anxiety or stress or depression or anything like that, or even just low confidence. You can exist on a baseline of peace, happiness, contentment and confidence. So we're always trying to raise that bar for our audience, and we always see that coming back through the feedback we get, the reviews we get, and we connect a lot with our audience on Instagram in DMs, and we host online workshops where we get to chat to them one-to-one. And the main theme is lack of self-belief, but that's what they get from us, is to, yeah, help them raise the bar in terms of that. And they start to do things they'd never done before, maybe making new career choices or leaving relationships that don't serve them, and their lives get a lot better as a result. And it's kind of crazy to think that you could get that outcome from a podcast show, and it's not really what we expected at all. But it's really beautiful that that sort of silent underlying mission behind everything we're doing is actually coming through and is having that impact on people's lives.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I hear you. Self-confidence is something I think as women, we really, really do struggle with. I know I struggle with. Do you have like one or two, I guess, like tangible tips to help with someone that is maybe sort of really struggling there, or like anything to maybe help guide them in the right direction?
So with self-confidence, I think it does come down to just practicing and putting yourself out there. Like we always say, self-confidence is built in case studies. So I think you just have to remember that if you're at the day one of something, like everybody had a day one and everybody started somewhere. And I think you can get really stuck in that comparison trap. Like when you said there, what's the thing that comes up a lot for your audience? One thing is hugely, hugely comparison. And I think that's what really stops people in their tracks. So I think with self-confidence, it's just like putting yourself out there and going for it and remembering that everyone had a day one and everyone had that anxiety of thinking they're not good enough, but you just have to take one step. And just remembering that the more you really do put yourself out there and try, the easier it gets. So whatever you're trying to achieve or whatever you're trying to get good at, like it just comes into practice and really just going for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think to play off that too, I think something that's come up in therapy for me too is like a little tip and a trick, and it's really small, but it's like, she always asked me like, what evidence do you have that you can do X, Y, and Z? She was like, what evidence do you have that, you know, you've already accomplished this? You've already taken a step towards this. Like use that as your evidence to sort of get you to that next like baby step and whatever you're not feeling confident in. So I feel like that kind of goes along with that.
Yeah, definitely. Because once you prove to yourself you can do it, then you literally have the case study in front of you and you're like, I can do it because I've already done it once. And it just comes with the consistency of keeping doing it.
Yeah. I think constantly trying to remind yourself of what you are good at and what you like about yourself is really important, because the reason why you probably lack in confidence is because you've got your automatic negative thoughts going on all the time of telling you why you can't do it and what you don't like about yourself. So actually starting to change your mindset and start to literally change those neural pathways in your brain to be focusing on positive, self-loving thoughts is really important. And our audience always find that really uncomfortable at first when we're asking them, what do you like about yourself? What do you love about yourself? Like write down things that you're good at, that, you know, speak kindly to yourself. It feels really uncomfortable because we're not used to doing it, but you push through that resistance anyway, and then you'll end up having those as your automatic thoughts, and that builds your confidence as well.
Totally, totally. It's like those positive affirmations. They work. Okay, ladies. So switching gears a little bit, you two are such social media gurus. If you guys don't already follow them on Instagram, their Instagram for the podcast, you work on such awesome video. So I'd love to ask you just a couple content creation questions for anybody who is looking to get a little bit more savvy with video. Could you offer like maybe one or two like easy tips or ways that you've sort of navigated that with your own business?
Well, I think obviously the algorithm wants you to use video. So we kind of all have to get outside of our comfort zones and embrace it, because it's just the way social media is going. So I think when you'll probably be a bit scared at first and to, you know, maybe do your face on camera and stuff like that. But the more you do it, very, very quickly becomes easy, second nature. And it's just then within your comfort zone, like it doesn't scare you. But I just think we always like to think of like our platformers, because I think sometimes, you know, obviously all the followers, they're a number, and like a username, sometimes it's hard to kind of for your brain to comprehend that that's actually hundreds and thousands of however many followers you've got, of people there showing up for your account. And people, they're people that just want human connection as well. So I think video gives you that really amazing opportunity to build connection with your audience. People love to see who it is that's behind the account. You know, it doesn't mean you have to show your whole life, you just show what you're comfortable with, but they love that element of connection. And I think just think about video rather than it being this scary thing that you don't know how to do. Think about it as in, oh, this is really fun. Like, how can I be creative? This is a great opportunity for me to be creative and make someone feel something, because, you know, that's what video is great at. You can really evoke emotion, which is perfect for growing content organically, is that you want it to spark emotion, because then that's how people respond to it, comment, react, share it, is when they feel something. So what do you care about? What's important to you? How do you want to help your audience? And just, you know, think outside the box. You don't need to copy what everyone else is doing, because video is still so new. Like, be experiment, like, have fun, and just let yourself, like your that inner child, like, who loved to create, let them run free with video and have fun. Put your favorite songs on there and just experiment, try, see what works, and then make more of what works. It's just trial and error. You'll never know until you, like, we have some reels that do amazing, some that don't have as much of a reach, but you never know until you try. And it's just such a great way to connect with your audience. Like, you'll see it in your insights on Instagram and everything. They go up so much when you start to put more reels out, more videos, and you'll get, you know, better results for your business and everything. So it's all around a very, very worthwhile thing to do. And it's a great way to grow your account. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's perfect, perfect advice. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, you know, we're hard on Instagram sometimes, because it's obviously, it's hard to grow a following right now. But at the same time, they have made it very easy for literally anybody to pick up a phone and, like, play around with creating an Instagram reel. Like you said, like, it's literally pick a favorite song, like, create some short clips, stitch them together in the app. You don't even have to edit outside of it. And just like you said, experiment, have fun, test it out. You just don't know when a piece of content is going to hit. And I feel like a lot of my guests have talked about this so many times, like, you have to experiment, you have to play around. So yeah, I think that's perfect advice. And I guess in terms of tips for any newbies that are, like, looking to start their own podcast or their own online community, any, like, simple advice from you that, like, you'd like to share with audience?
I think mainly just try and educate yourself on, like, ways you can improve. And, like, say with a podcast, we didn't have a clue when we started. We didn't, like, look to someone and think, oh my gosh, need to know everything before I begin. We kind of just learned as we went. Like, YouTube videos can teach you so, so much. So I think looking up to the people that have done what you've done and thinking, how did they do it? And as well, just, yeah, not relying so much on people to give you the answers, but just more going out there and doing it yourself. We always say that if you can't find a way, then make one.
Yeah.
Then we always believe that. Yeah.
Sign in our office on a quote on the wall, find a way or make one.
Yeah, find a way or make one. Because if you're unsure or you don't know what steps to take, I think just literally go for it and don't worry too much about, like, feeling stupid or not having it right the first time. Like, if you're starting a podcast, like, your first episode, like, you probably won't have a clue what you're doing. But if you never take that step forward, then you're never going to try and you're never going to get better anyway. And the same with video. I think with Reels, you can think, oh God, I look so stupid. But all those people that have grown a massive following with Reels, they just went for it. And that's the only difference, that you can just go for it as well. So I think, just take one step forward.
My favorite podcast, I know it's one that you love as well, The Skinny Confidential, and they always say launch fast and adjust. And I'm like, that's so true. But also just more practical advice in terms of starting a podcast and growing an online community. I think just get clear on what you want to bring. What is your purpose as a podcast, and stay true to your mission and your why. Like, what is your content for? Who's it serving? Like, I think we're very clear. It's help you find your feet in life, self-develop, and anything that's going to help you be happier. That's where you come to us for that. So I think then that way you stay within your, not as in putting yourself in a box, but I think it's really important to stay true to what your niche is, so that you then attract that audience that want that, rather than trying, like, loads of different things. And that's how you stand out, is when you've got that clear brand and clear purpose that people can clearly pick up on and come to you for. So just choose what you want to, how you want to serve, what value you want to bring, and stay true to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also want to add to that, it's like, it doesn't have to be complicated. Like, don't overcomplicate it. Your mission can be very simple. Like, who you are serving, it can be very, very tight and simple and niche. And just hone in on that and keep it tight. I think a lot of people, you know, they talk about how saturated social media is, how saturated podcasting is getting, right? But we can't think like that. Everybody has something to offer. And so if it's like, mm-hmm. you get really clear on that mission, then that's all that matters. And that's really going to just drive you forward. So yeah, I think mm-hmm. that's great. So you guys have had, you know, amazing, amazing guests within the self-development space and across so many different verticals. Who are some of the most memorable guests that sort of come to mind that left you with like those tools that you kind of like live by? Mm.
Yeah, so we have like so many of our favorite guests. And one I always say is Mel Gowder. I'm sure your listeners probably have heard of him because he's incredible. He came and did a really good episode with us and he left us with one piece of advice, which was to always kind of return to love, which we always say anything, and do everything from a place of love and love everything and just align to that frequency of love. And that was the first time I ever heard that. And then ever since then, I feel like I get so many signs to always come back to love. Like say if you're in the supermarket and someone's like, taking ages and this return to love, like they're just doing their job. And I think that just puts so much peace into your life. But my other favorite one is Estelle Bingham, who is kind of like a spiritual teacher. And she has so many perfect analogies about therapy and stuff. And she explained to us that everyone has a whole house within themselves. And this is more like to do with the subconscious mind. So many people fear going into all the other rooms. They just have one room with the light on and they just stay there and they're occupied and they're safe. But they're so scared to go into all the other rooms because they're scared what they might uncover, what's in the closet. But the more you walk into that and be brave and go into the rooms and turn the lights on and dust it out and look at all your beliefs from childhood, the more you can actually experience love and welcome more love into your life because you've got the whole house is lit. Like you've got more room for love, more room for space. And I think that really changed my life because you, with the therapy and stuff, you can get really scared thinking, I'm not going to walk into that room. Like that's scary. I don't want to do that. But I think reminding yourself that the more you go around and turn all the lights on and dust it out, then the more love you can really receive into your life.
I love that. That's so empowering. But it's right. It's like the unknown is what's scary. And that's where the fear comes in. So I love that. We're going to have to listen to that episode. So I know you guys have also had the guru, Roxy Nafusi. She is sort of everything that everyone's kind of seeing on social media right now when it comes to manifestation. And that has become a really hot topic and buzzword in this space. Can you guys sort of break it down for us? Can you give us like a bit of a manifestation 101, if you will?
Yeah. Oh, we love manifesting and the whole concept of it. We've been into it for years, but we were first influenced to get into it by the teachings of Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret, which is like everyone knows what that book is. And that book is great, but I do think it slightly leads you down a garden path of thinking that all you need to do is make a vision board, think about it, and it's going to just pop into your life. Whereas Roxy's come along and slightly redefined that and really made it super practical and way more empowering because you can take this concept of manifestation, actually make it work for you. So a little just short breakdown of how to manifest is the truth is we are always manifesting. Like we're always bringing things into our life and sometimes we're bringing things we don't want into our life because we're just manifesting from like our comfort zones and the same things of what's familiar. But if you want to really change your life and use manifestation, to manifest is to make something happen. So really focusing on the element of action and taking action towards your goals. So start off by getting clear about what it is that you actually want for your life. Even if you don't know, a specific thing, I want to live in this place or I want this job. Even if it's just a feeling, I want to have more freedom. I want to have more fun in my life. I want to have more purpose. That's enough. Like even just getting clear on the feeling that you want to manifest. And you know, if vision boards and stuff inspire you, use those or just write them down, whatever works for you. There's no right or wrong way to do it. It's not going to block you from being able to do it, but get clear on what it is that you want and then start to really focus on taking the action towards that. So stepping outside of your comfort zone, that's where the magic happens. So, and with that, you will uncover, you know, limiting beliefs that are holding you back from manifesting what you want, because we manifest like from our subconscious mind. That's the area of our brain that drives all of our behavior. So if you say, I want to live my dream job, I want to work in this industry, this is my dream career, but your subconscious mind believes that you aren't capable of that, you aren't skilled enough, you're not able to do it, you're not worthy, then your behavior is going to pull yourself back from that. You're going to retract out of opportunities, you're going to push things away, you're not going to step outside your comfort zone because you're scared. So getting clear on what you want and being really proactive in taking steps to get there. And it all means stepping outside your comfort zone. But the more you do it, one little step outside your comfort zone, you build it up, you start to redefine what your comfort zone is. And in that process, you redefine your confidence as well. And from that, your reality reflects that. You start to have the things that you actually want. You get the job that you actually want. You live in the city you dreamt of living in, and it all starts to become real. And, you know, there is an element of the spirituality with it and the universe and all of that. You're always being supported in that sense as well. So, you know, looking out for signs and synchronicity to show that, you know, you're on the right path, and just being fearless. Manifesting is really about taking action. It's not just about visualizing and, you know, aligning your frequency and wishing for it to happen.
Wow, I love that. It's such a simple concept too, isn't it? Mm. But do you guys recommend any books or anything specifically around manifestation to like dive into it a little bit deeper? Or are there things that you do in your day to day that have sort of like helped you to practice this?
Mm. I think mainly like journaling and stuff like that in terms of practicing it, because if each morning you're sitting in meditation or doing your journaling and you're reminding yourself of what you actually want to manifest, you're way more likely to take the action throughout the day because you remind yourself in the morning, like, actually, this is my goals. This is what's important. For 2022, I actually stuck my goals just on like black and white paper, just wrote them down and stuck them on my wall. So then each day I'm thinking, it's not so much that I need to go out and achieve this huge goal today, but it's like, what can I do every single day to move me closer? If it's just 1% better, even if that's just like sitting in a meditation and calming my thoughts so then I can actually approach the day better, that is moving closer to my goals. So I think, yeah, journaling, I would probably say, is one of the main things. But in terms of books, I think obviously Roxy's really breaks it down in a really, really simple, effective, action-based way. You're a Badass.
Yeah, that's really good.
I love that one.
Such a good book.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Such a good book. So high vibe. Yeah, she just really like makes you believe like the power is in your hands. I think if no one's read that, I think it's just such a good book to start you off and really get you high vibe. And then obviously there's just the deeper ones like Esther Hicks and stuff like that, which are really great, but they are more like spiritual based.
Okay, cool. And I know that you are both big on routine. I feel like you both kind of have it down. Are there any daily habits that you think just make a huge difference from like a self-development standpoint?
Yeah. So obviously there's so many self-development tools, habits that you can do. And this is what people often get overwhelmed with when they start their self-development journey, is they become aware of all these things: affirmations, journaling, meditation, all this stuff, and they think, oh my God, I need to do that every day. But I also work full time and I've also got a family and I'm also, you know, somebody's girlfriend. I need to see them and I need to see my friends, all this stuff. And it's like, how am I going to do this all? And the truth is, you don't have to do it all. So we always say like, try out all the different things and just find out which ones you love and stick with those. And that's what we do. So for me, like my daily non-negotiables are meditation. And again, like, that doesn't need to be intimidating. That's 10 minutes from my favorite meditation course or anything. Like, I've found ones that I love and I just go back and do those, and everybody's got 10 minutes. So meditation and just some sort of movement. So whether that's getting outside and just having a walk, that does so much for your mind, for your sleep, for your productivity, for your general well-being. Or just some form of exercise, and then just expanding your mind in some way. So whether that's a podcast or a book, just something to just grow your brain a little bit. That could be 2 pages of a book. It could be a 30-minute podcast while you're on your walk, just keeping it simple. And these are going to have massive effects on you. And they're my favorite things, so I do them every day. But, you know, some people love to journal every day, and that's fine. Like, you know, you have to just do what is right for you.
Yeah, I love that advice. And thank you too for pointing out, like, we need to be realistic. Like, we're all juggling so much. So it's like, what is that small thing that you can do? What's that small change you can make? Listening to a podcast, right? It's like, throw it on while you're in the shower or going for a walk or something. Yeah. Get that like pep back in your step, you know? But it's so important. So you ladies have given us such amazing advice, but I guess to end things off, any last words to leave us with, maybe in terms of making your career transition into this space, do you have any advice for maybe those of us that are looking to do the same, or any last words in general that you want to share?
I would say personally, I think the theme of what I've said throughout quite a lot of this interview is just looking within and thinking, like, what is my internal dialogue in terms of this next step? Like, am I actually telling myself I believe in myself? Because it all comes from within. So really starting with that and really working on your own self-belief and understanding you can do it and you deserve to have everything you dream of will just reflect into every area of your career, of your personal life. If you struggle with like your outer reality, then start from within. Think, what am I telling myself? What am I telling myself I believe? Because once you begin from within, you start feeling good from within, everything outside will start to change. So yeah, my personal advice would be look within first and then your outer reality will really start to reflect that.
Yeah, and in terms of the transitioning career and things like that you were saying, I think just... it sounds like cliche and simple, but just do it, just go for it. Like, whatever you look at somebody and you feel jealous of or envious, or that's because you want that. It's meant for you as well. Like, you are only envious of that person that's got their own podcast or their own business, something that you follow on Instagram, because you are meant to have that too. It's within your potential. Otherwise you wouldn't desire it, because like, think, like, I always use this random example, but like, I don't get jealous of looking at footballers because I don't want to be a footballer. Like, sure. You know, so just to help you like understand that whatever it is that you look at and get that like jealous feeling, it's because you actually want that too. So sometimes people don't know what they want to do, what the purpose is, and things like that can be an indication. But time is going to pass you by regardless. So whether you stay in your comfort zone, stay what you're doing, stay with what you feel is safe, then, you know, in 5 years you'll be in the same sort of position, or the time will pass you anyway and you can step outside your comfort zone and you know, be living a life that you actually want to be living. And I know it seems like safe to stay in what you know and a safe job, and I know I was saying at the start, like, be practical, don't just quit and then do it, like, start on the side. But I think actually what's more dangerous is to stay in something you're not happy with. It's safer to actually follow like your true passion than your like what's in your heart, because that's going to make you have the most fulfilled life. That's what's going to light you up and make you, you know, glow and like help your well-being. So time's going to pass you by anyway. Just do it. And there's all the tools, all the resources online, everything that you'd need to teach yourself. Like, we're in the perfect time to be starting side hustles and creating our own jobs and our own paths. Yeah. So use this time. You're in a huge opportunity. So just go for it.
Absolutely. It's such perfect advice to end with. So thank you so much. Before you guys go, what is next for you? Is there anything exciting that you want to share with the audience before you go?
Yeah, well, we just, we haven't got anything specific like coming up or anything, but we're just like really, really focused on getting some amazing guests on the podcast this year and really like bringing amazing episodes. So come and like listen to the show, go Finding Your Feet podcast. It's everywhere. It's on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, everything. We're really, I think, just getting super, super focused on bringing this amazing content out this year and getting some of our dream guests on. So, you know, if you want to improve your life, get happier, get more confident, follow your purpose, like be inspired, relax, like come to listen to us. And yeah.
I think as well, just obviously growing with you guys on the Monday Network. Yeah. So many exciting things to come, and hopefully definitely some in-person events would be amazing, because we've been doing online workshops for quite a while, which we absolutely love, but we're like just eager to really see people connect with you all in face. So that's definitely something we're going to be manifesting and working on. But yeah, mainly just some really incredible guests and bringing those tips to our audience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are so thrilled to have you guys on the network. You sort of epitomize everything around self-development and what Monday is all about. So we're so happy to have you. I know you mentioned where to find you on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, but where can everybody find you guys on social?
Yeah. So come follow us on Instagram at Finding Your Feet Podcast. That's our main social media platform. So that's where we are all the time. And come and DM us. Like, we love to connect and to chat with who listens to the show and like hear about your life and what you're up to and what you thought about the podcast and everything. Like, we love to chat. So come and connect with us on Instagram.
Amazing. Ladies, thank you so much. It was so great to chat with you today. So thank you again.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It was lovely.
Epic, epic, you guys. And thank you all so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please share it with a friend. Tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast and at Monday_network. We always love to hear your feedback, and we can't wait to see you all in the next episode.